Did I want to talk to everyone about having confidence in God?
今天我跟大家分享的主题是对神有信心。
It's nice to be educated.
是很好，我们受各种的教育。
Go to the best universities.
我们去到最好的大学。
But in today's world, that does not translate into guarantees in life.
但是在现今的社会当中，这并不代表说我们有最好的一个结果。
Things are changing so fast.
现在的当今的社会改变非常的迅速。
When I was a young boy thinking about what's happened today, it's unimaginable.
但是在我在年轻的时候，我想到现今发生的事情，我觉得是超乎我的想象的。
Today we are battling with robots and AI with jobs.
今天我们竟然要跟智能人、机器人来抢工作的机会。
Something we only think about, we only see in movies.
这种东西我们。机器人好像是在电影当中才看见过
But it's a reality.
但现在却在现实当中实际发生
I'm sure soon people will marry robots
可能我觉得不久的将来可能人跟机器人结婚都不出奇
Like some people are marrying their anime characters
就好像有些人会跟自己很崇拜的那种动画的那种角色结婚
That tells us our minds are being
就我们的心思意念是被操控当中
And that is why it's quite easy for especially the young people, the young generation today.
所以对于新的一代的年轻人来说是有很大的挑战
So you may be Generation Z.
可能你们是那个千禧年的 MZN 世代的人
Or you may be Generation Alpha.
你可能是 Alpha 时代的人
And now when you're giving birth to children, they're Generation Beta.
所以，看我们在我们出生的下一代的时候，他们可能是另外一个更新的世代的人。
Can you imagine if you're a Generation Z or Generation Alpha and you're looking around you？
所以我们想象我们是在更新世代的人的话，如果你看周围发生的事情
，Life is so uncertain。
我们的生活是非常不确定的。
What you have been told as a child when you grow up, things don't quite.Happen.
但你在童年的时候被领受的知识跟你长大之后所面对的这个世界是不吻合的时候
So one of the biggest issues is who can you trust?
那么很大一个疑问就是说那我们到底可以信谁呢
If you're a youngster today you feel you've been lied to
如果你觉得是青年的人你觉得说很多东西你好像 你领受的是不对的
But aren't you glad that the Bible says Jesus is the same today yesterday, today and forever?
我们是不是很庆幸让我们知道说耶稣是昨日今日到永远都是一样的呢
If people of old can trust God and have confidence in him, so can we.
那么在旧时的人他们对神有信心那么如今的我们同样可以对神有信心。
Amen.
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 You see, at home, you know, we have Bible verses on plaques, on the paintings, pictures,You know, we got Bible verses.
在家里可能我们会常用一些圣经的经文来装饰我们的家里。
And we read the Bible.
我们也读圣经。
And we hold on to the verses.
我们会也是紧紧的去抓住神的话语。
What the verses promise.
我们来抓住神的话语所应许我们的。
How many of you know when you hold on to the verses, still,Nothing's happening.
当我们有的时候我们不断地抓住神的话语但是现实当中也没有发生的时候
Because what you need to hold on to is not the words, you need to hold on to the person that spoke the words.
所以我们要抓住的不只是说这个话语而是说出这个话语的那一位
In other words, in order to have confidence in God's word, you need to have confidence in God's character.
换言之，如果我们要对神的话有信心，我们需要对神的他的本性有信心，他的神性。
I can promise Ruth that I'll give her £1,000, but if I'm a liar, my words means nothing.
如果我答应给 Ruth 1,000磅钱，但是如果我本身就是不守诚信的人，我是一个说谎的人，那么我的话语是没有力量的。
But if my character is always truthful when I say I will give you £1,000, It means a lot more.
但是我本身如果是一个守诚信的人，那么我说会给你一千磅，那么我就一定会做到。
That's why today politicians, no one believes them.
所以如今的那些政治家，没有人在相信他们所说的话。
You vote for them, but they don't do anything that they promise.
就算你投票选他们，他们也不会去兑现他们应许你的事情。
And so you lose faith in politicians.
所以我们对政治家也失去信心。
But with God, you can't lose faith in Him.
但是对于神而言，我们不可能对他失去信心。
Because he is not a liar.
因为神不是那说谎的人。
He, whatever he says, he will do.
他所说的一定会做到。
So our job is to understand what did he really say.
所以我们的工作就是要明白神到底说了什么。
In order to obtain the truth.
为了能明白这个真理。
If you have a biblical truth,It's guaranteed 100% it will work.
如果我们明白这个属圣经的真理，那么百分之百保证你会行得通。
If it doesn't work, that means what you've understood to be the truth is not quite 100%.
如果这个东西没有在你生命当中运行，那么说明可能你所领受的这个真理不一定是真理。
You need a greater revelation. You need a revelation of what does God mean by what he says.
所以你可能需要对神的话有一个更深的一个启示和看见，明白神所说的那个真正的意义是什么。
Amen, amen. And so, imperfect knowledge, as Wigglesworth says.
所以在我们的我们真的那个知识当中
，Do you know Wigglesworth is a man of faith? Smith Wigglesworth.
Smith Wigglesworth, 他是一个信心之人。
About 70 years ago, he's in the UK.A great evangelist.
在七十年之前呢，他当时在伦敦有一个很大的一个布道会。
The reason why he has faith so powerful because he believed in what God says.
为什么他的信心如此之大？是因为他相信神所说的话。
And he says, imperfect knowledge of God leads to imperfect faith.
他说，在对神有一个完全的认知的时候，不完全的认知会带来一个不完全的一个信心。
Amen.So if you understand a truth in an imperfect way, you will not get the perfect result. You will end up with an imperfect result.
所以如果我们对神的这个真理有一个不完全的认知的时候，会导致那个结果就是带来一个不完全的一个结局。
And so it is our duty to labor hard before God to understand what does he really mean when I read the Bible.
所以是我们的工作，我们要在神面前勤奋地去研读神话语的真实的意义。
Allow the Holy Spirit as your teacher to guide you, to bring you revelation.
让圣灵作为我们的导师来教导我们明白神话语的真理。
And so, in order to have confidence in God,
所以为了让我们对神有信心。
Not only do we need to know the promises from His Word,
不光我们要明白神话语的应许
but even more important is to know His nature.
那么更重要的是我们要认识神的属性
His character.
他的性格他的本性
Amen? Just the same before you marry somebody,
比如
know their character, know their nature.
所以就像我们跟一个人结婚之前，我们必须要去深度的认识这个人，了解他的性情和他的个性。
The appearance of a man, he may look like a K-pop star, but inside he may be a devil.
所以如果一个男人他外照看得非常的英俊潇洒，好像一个那种韩流明星一样，但是他里面是很龌龊的，好像恶魔一样。
So no matter how attractive his looks are, you need to know his character.His nature.
所以不光他的外貌对你多么的吸引，但是你都需要花时间来了解他这个人的本性。
And so we see in Job chapter 1, verse 8.
好，在约伯记的一章八节。
Do you remember the story where Job is a very good man, a very rich man?
我们知道约伯是一个义人，也是一个非常富有的人。
And he makes sure that every day he gives, he comes to God's altar, he makes sacrifices, he pray in order to make sure that his sins are dealt with and also for his children.
约伯是一个非常敬虔的人，他每天来到神的祭坛来为在神面前献祭祷告，为他和他自己还有他的家人来赎罪，确保他在神面前是一个正直的人。
So not only is he a very rich man, he's a very righteous man.
他不光是富有的人，同时他也是一个义人。
He's the kind of guy that you want to marry.
这种人好像是我们的理想型，是不是？
Yeah, he's rich.
富有，很有钱。
Not just rich, very rich.
不光是有钱哦，还是很有钱哦，非常有钱哦。
Not just a billionaire, multi-billionaire.
他不是亿万富翁，是超级亿万富翁。
And he's very, very righteous.
而且他是义人，很敬虔的人。
So one day, when God and Satan met up,
所以有一天，撒旦来到神面前。
God said to Satan,Have you considered my servant Job?
所以有一天耶和华跟撒旦对话的时候，你有没有想过我的仆人约伯呢？
And this is how God describes Job as a character.
这是神眼中的约伯这个人物他所描述的。
In other words, his character pleased God.
就是他的性格是讨神喜悦的。
So verse 8 said, And the Lord said to Satan,Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on earth, a blameless, upright man, who fears God, and fourthly, turns away from evil?
这里耶和华对撒旦说，你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人像他那样完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
But notice, God never say he's a good man.
在这里注意哈，神没有说他是一个好人。
He's good.
说他是好的。
You understand? We'll come back to that later.
好，我们先停到这里，但等一下我们再解释。
So his characteristics, four things: blameless, upright, fears God, and he shuns evil.
所以他的性格表现是他是一个完全正直敬畏神和远离恶事的人。
But then Satan replied.
然后这个时候
Satan replied, I've got the verse, so you read it up yourself.
好，然后这个时候撒旦呢就回复神。
Of course he loves you.
就说约伯是因为你，难道岂是无辜的呢？
Why wouldn't anyone love you when he's rich? He's got no problems in life.
他说他怎么会可能敬畏你呢？他这么有钱，他一切都一帆风顺的。
Amen. And that describes, that's a warning to us as Christians. When things are right in our lives, when our job is good, when we've got money in the bank, when we've got everything that we need, and more than anything we need, it's easy to love God.
所以其实从这个事件我们可以看到对我们一个警醒，当我们的生命一帆风顺的时候，我们有好的工作，我们的有一定的存款，有积蓄啊，那么很容易去爱神。
So Satan said, but you basically you bubble wrap him, you put a hedge around him, and you prevent all kinds of problems from him, you are spoiling him.
然后撒旦就对神说，你岂不是四面圈上篱笆维护他和他的家吗？他说他一切所有的都被你看护着，他说你简直宠坏他了。
You see, Job think, the reason why I'm blessed, the reason why life is going well for me, because every day I pray, every day I sacrifice, I've got no sin, I'm blameless.
所以约伯可能想说，我为什么我这么蒙受祝福啊，一切一帆风顺，是我每天都来到神面前，我祷告，我献祭啊，我在神面前是纯洁无瑕的，完全正直的人。
The reason why I'm rich is I go to church every week.
那么为什么我很有钱？是我每周都去教会。
I tithe my money.
我也做十一奉献。
And all that is good and biblical.
那么所有做的事情呢，都是属圣经的，也是对的。
Except,
除了一点。
Where is the confidence?
除了一点，就是那个信心在哪里呢
？When we place confidence in what we have and not in God.
当我们的信心是在我们放在我们所拥有的事情，而不是在神里面的时候
，Then Satan has a point.
所以这里其实撒旦有一个很正确的。
You see, his confidence is not in you. His love is not for you. His confidence in what he has and what he himself has done.
所以当时
and you spoil him.
所以撒旦的辩论就是说，他说他约伯是对，不是对你有信心，而是对他所拥有的东西，你给他的祝福有这个信心。
And so Satan said to God, "See what happens when you take all that away from him. He will curse you for sure."
他说：“你看看，如果你伸手毁坏他一切所有的，看他要不要背弃你来咒诅你呢
？”And if the devil did that to me, I probably will curse God.
如果撒旦这样对我做，我可能会咒诅神吧。
Let's be honest.
让我们坦诚一点哈。
But then Job, the Bible said Job didn't even curse God.
但是圣经说约伯没有咒诅神。
He didn't blame God.
他没有去怪罪神。
So in chapter 2, Satan appears before God again.
所以在第二章，撒旦又来到耶和华神面前。
So what do you think, Satan? You incite me to hurt my Job. What do you have to say now?
所以神对撒旦说：“你虽然激起我来攻击他，来吞灭他，那现在你还有什么说的呢
？”So Satan says, "Skin for skin."
然后撒旦说：“以皮代皮。
Okay, ”
以人
，Yes, skin for skin means like, yes, a man will be willing to lose everything in his life as long as he still has his health.
但是人是以他说你若他说人是以皮代皮他情愿舍去一切的来保全他的性命。
Because that's more important to him.
因为这个他的性命更重要不是吗
And that's why people, when they have an illness, they can spend all their money in order to try and recover their health.
所以当人有人患病的时候他们会倾其所有倾家荡产为了保住那条命。
Because they know they can recover what they lost.
因为他们知道说如果保住这个命以后他们以后的那些财产还可以赚回来。
So Satan said, take away his health,And you see what happens, he will curse you.
他所以撒旦对神说：“你看，你把他的健康拿走，你看他会不会背弃你来咒诅你呢
？”You see, Job's wife encouraged Job to curse God, but Job refused to curse God.
其实这个时候，约伯的妻子已经在旁边煽风点火说，说叫他的那个约伯去咒诅神，但约伯坚持没有这样做。
But、the second time round, the Bible says Job said nothing, but he didn't curse God. Doesn't mean he was happy.
当时他其实静默不言，他并没有咒诅神，但并不代表他当时心里是很爽快的。
And later on, we keep reading, read until chapter 40, until 41, 42, then Job eventually.Say something to God.
所以我们看到那个故事发展到最后越来越深入的时候到差不多结局的时候我们看到约伯终于开口说话了。
So Job's patience, to me, he waited for 38 chapters.
所以对我来说约伯的这个忍耐好他的耐心等候等候等了差不多38章的那个时间。
He said nothing, doesn't mean he's happy.
他其实当时静默不言并不代表他里面是开心的。
Amen.It just shows all of us will struggle.
只是代表说我其实就像我们每个人一样都会有这样的挣扎。
Even though Job was blameless.
尽管约伯他是神眼中正直的人。
He has an outstanding characteristics.
是一个超级棒的一个人性和个性。
But in all the 38 chapters, he finally understood one thing.
但是经过了那38章的那个挣扎好，终于他明白了一件事情。
Humans are fallen.
所以人都是堕落的。
And we need the mercy of God.
我们需要神的怜悯。
We are not entitled to anything from God.
我们不配得说从神那边得到任何东西。
We're not even entitled to know what's going on.
我们甚至不配去知道所发生的这些事情是什么
Because we know what happened to Job, but Job don't know what happened to him.
其实我们知道这个事情发生的缘由是什么，但是约伯他自己并不知道发生什么。
Right until the end of the story, Job still has no idea what happened to him.
到了事情的最后的结尾，约伯他都不知道到底为什么这个事情发生在他身上。
We know because we're reading the whole story.
我们知道是因为我们。纵观前后知道了这个事情的那个背后的故事。
Yet, he still trusted God, even though he knows his fallen nature.
尽管他就算最后他知道了人本身是堕落的时候他仍然坚持相信神。
Romans chapter 3 verse 23 says, For all have sinned, fall short of the glory of God.
罗马书的三章二十三节讲，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
God's nature is different from our nature.
神的本性跟我们人是完全不同的。
Our human nature is not the same as, although it's this Christ's human nature and our human nature has one big difference.
基督作为人的那个人性和我们人的人性有一个绝对的有一个很大的不同。
His human nature has no sin.
基督作为人性是完全无罪的。
We have sin.
但是我们作为人是有罪的。
And when we have sin,
当我们有罪的时候
that is our weakness.
这就是我们最大的一个弱点。
That is what causes us problems from the day when we were born to the day we die.
这也是让我们从出生到离世都会有问题的一个源头。
Every day, when you're unable to trust the Lord,
每天当
Every day, when you find you're struggling, everything that is not going your way is because, not because you have sinned, is because your human nature has fallen.
所以每天当我们不能按照神的想法去做，我们无法去信靠他，我们去怀疑的时候，不是因为罪，而是我们人本身堕落的这个本性。
Our human nature is subjected to sin. It is, has a tendency to sin.
因为我们人的本性就要有这个渴慕，这个趋势要去犯罪。
It is easier for us and much more attractive for us to sin against God than to be righteous.
因为对我们来说，犯罪比做义人容易的多了。
Amen. We celebrate sinfulness, but we don't celebrate holiness.
我们在犯罪当中觉得很舒服、很愉悦，但是我们并不觉得是圣洁是很好的一件事情。
Let me just repeat, that's not your fault.
但是我再讲一遍，不是你的错。
Amen. It's just that we're born that way.
就是我们出生就是有这样的一个本性。
A baby does not have to be told how to be naughty.
好像一个婴儿一出生，没有人教他如何调皮，他就自己会很调皮了。
The moment the baby is born, he or she thinks, I am the king, the emperor of this house.
所以当一个婴孩一出生，他就是我就是这个一家之王了。
And my mom and dad are my servants.
我爸爸妈妈都要听我的。
When I cry, come.
我一哭，他们就必须要言听计从了。
Yeah, everything is done for me.
每件事就按照我的心意来做。
You see, a child does not have to learn how to sin. They already can sin.
就像孩子的婴幼的时候，他们不重，没有人教他们，就很自然去犯罪。
No one taught them to sin.
没有人需要去教他们如何犯罪。
In fact, we have to teach them what not to do.
反而我们要教导他们不要去做那些不好的事情。
To correct them.
去引导他们做对的事情。
And so it's in our nature.
所以这就看出是我们人的本性。
Ever since Adam and Eve fell, we have fallen.
当亚当和夏娃犯罪以后，人类就已经堕落了。
So our human nature is unreliable.
所以我们人的本性是靠不住的。
I can be spiritual.
我们可以很属灵。
You know, I can spend 10 hours praying in tongues.
Okay,
in the presence of God, the Holy
Spirit. 十个小时讲方言，在神的同在当中，很圣洁，被圣灵所充满。
But in one moment,
但可能一转念之间
if the wife or your children say the wrong thing,
你的妻子或你孩子说错一句话
you switch from an angel to a devil.
你可能马上从一个圣洁的天使变成一个恶魔。
沙拉巴卡沙拉哈利路亚，为什么这么累？
可能突然前一秒还是很圣洁的讲方言，转头
变得很 we go from.
很恶言相对
blessing with our tongue to cursing with our tongue in one split second.
可能在一转念之间，你的舌头本来在赞美声，一下子变成咒诅人的话语就出来了。
Let's be humble.
让我们谦卑。
We are more human than spiritual.
我们更是属人性的一面，我们人性的一面比我们灵性的一面更
So never be proud of how spiritual you are, but instead say, God is merciful to me.
所以其实不要去夸口我们多属灵，而是说神啊，怜悯我们，知道我们人性有多堕落。
Never trust your human nature.
绝不要去相信你的人的人性的一面。
With the right temptation, you will fall.
当那个试探来的时候，你一定会堕落。
With the right temptation, you will betray.
就是当你那个试探来的时候，你可能就会去背叛了。
Only Jesus can be trusted.
只能信靠得住。
Because his nature is different.
为他的人性的一面跟我们是不同的。
Not only is he a man, but he has God's nature.
他不光有完全的人性，他还有完全的神性。
And it is in God's nature should we put our trust.
这是因为他的神性，我们才可以完全的信靠他。
Not only what he has said, but what who he is.
不光是凭着他所说的话，而且更是因为他这个神的神性，他的本性。
Luke chapter 18 verse 19 says, verse 18 and 19 says, a ruler came to Jesus and then he says, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said to him, who do you call me good? No one is good except God alone.
路加福音十八章十八到十九节，有一个官问耶稣说：“善良的老师，我该做什么事才能承受永生？”耶稣对他说：“你为什么称我是善良的？除了神一位之外，再没有善良的。”
Have you heard the phrase "humans people are basically good"?
有没有听到一句话说“人本善，人性本善，对不对？人本善。
”Not according to Jesus.
但这个话不是出自耶稣的口哦。
When you look at the baby, no. When you look at children, you will look at ourselves, no.
看到婴孩，看到那些小朋友，看到在看我们自己的时候，事实并不是这样，不是吗？
We tend to want to sin, not we tend to want to do good.
我们的本性就是想去犯罪，做不好的事情，但并不是想做好对的事情。
We have to be taught to be good.
我们必须要被教导去做对的事情。
When we understand this way,Then we understand how the Bible sees us.
当我们明白这个道理的时候，我们就可以明白圣经所看待我们的是怎
么。The Bible tells us we are basically not good.
圣经其实在告诉我们，我们是没有任何良善而言。
Because there's only one person that is good, that is God.
只有一位是能称为良善的，就是神他自己。
And when we understand that we are not good, then we need His mercy.
当我们知道我们里面是没有任何良善而言的时候，我们才知道我们需要他的怜悯。
Most importantly, we need saving.
更重要的是，我们需要他的拯救。
Amen.
Amen.
I am saved because I'm not good.
我今天能得救，是因为我知道我没有良善。
The Bible says I fall short of God's glory.
圣经说我们都亏欠了神的荣耀。
So therefore, I know I need saving.
所以就是正因为这样子，我知道我需要拯救。
Amen. My human nature is not good. I need saving.
我的人的人性是不好的，是堕落的。我需要被拯救。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Even though we are not good, it doesn't mean we can't do good things.
尽管就说我们的本性虽然不好，但是并不代表说我们不能做好的事情。
Amen. Instead, the Bible tells us to do righteous things, to walk righteously.
但是反而圣经教导我们要走在义路上面，做正义的事情。
Amen. Though we are basically not good, but it does not stop us from doing good things, walking righteously.
虽然我们的本性是并不是良善的，但是并不阻止我们去走在义路上做正义的事情。
Amen. So therefore, we can trust God because of His good nature.
所以我们能信靠神是因为他良善的本性。
You see, when Israel sinned against God,
当以色列百姓向神犯罪的时候，
and God wanted to wipe out Israel, Moses begged God in intercession.
神想要把整个以色列百姓都全部毁灭掉，但是摩西来到神面前向他们代求。
And how did Moses stop God from killing Israel?
摩西如何阻止了神来 灭掉整个以色列民族呢？
By appealing to his good nature.
就是来去宣告他的良善的本性。
So God remember.
说神啊，你纪念。
Who you are.
你记得你是怎样的神。
And so God said to him, Stand in the rock of the cleft, my glory will go past.
他说你站在那个岩石那边，我的荣耀会经过。
You see, God's glory speaks of his nature.
神的荣耀就宣扬了他的本性。
Amen. When we pass by,
当我们经过的时候，
When a police pass by,
当警察经过的时候，
When a boss pass by,
或者你的上老板经过的时候，
His glory speaks of something.
他的那个同在就说明了一些东西。
When a police pass by,
当一个警察经过你身边
the police glory speaks, have you broken the law?
警察自带的那个光环会对你说你是不是触犯律法了
When the taxman pass by, have you paid the tax?
那么纳税人经过你身边他的光环会告诉你是不是有没有按时纳税呢
Each presence speaks.
每一个人的他的同在都说明了一些东西。
What does your presence speak?
那么你我的同在，我们的光环说明了什么呢
？I know what my presence speak.
我知道我自己的同在说
明什么。When children sees me,
当小朋友看到我的时候，他们有一种恐惧的心。
是啦。They're frightened.
他们会很表现出一种很惊恐的样子。
That's not very good, is it?
好像不是一个很好的例子哈。
But with God.When his presence passed by, look what it says in Exodus chapter 34, verse 6.
好，在我们看在出埃及记34:6，这里讲说神的同在经过的时候带来什么。
And it speaks of God's nature, right?
这里能说明神的本性。
And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful, gracious, long-suffering, abounding in goodness.And truth.
这里说耶和华在他面前经过宣告耶和华有怜悯有恩惠的神不轻易发怒且有丰盛的慈爱和信实。
And so in order to understand God's nature, we have to unfortunately dig into the very boring theological books.
所以为了明白神的本性很不幸的是我们可能要研读一些看似很枯燥乏味的那种经书。
Where God's nature is all summarized.
就是神的本性全部总结在那边。
Let me just name a few.
让我跟大家指出几本。
God is love.
神是爱。
God is good.
神是良善。
God is blameless.
神是无瑕疵的神。
God is patient.
神是有耐心的神。
God is merciful.
神是有怜悯的神。
And so on.
等等等等。
So therefore, if he's merciful,
所以如果是我们的神是有怜悯的神
When you come to him,
当我们来到他面前的时候
He will be merciful to you.
知道神会以怜悯待我们
Not because he wants to do mercy, it's because he can't help himself but to be merciful to you.
并不是说他想故意要做一些很怜悯你的事就是他的本性决定他就会有带出这个怜悯
When God sees you, he can't help but to love.
当神看到我们的时候他无法控制就是要来爱我们因为他就是爱。
If Jesus came today, you feel that he loves you, he forgives you, you are number one.
所以当今天耶稣来到的时候你就会感觉你被爱你被原谅你觉得
When he looks into your eyes, when you see his eyes, you will find, I'm the only one. He really loves me.
当你看到他的双眼的时候你注目他的时候你会说我是他眼中的唯一他如此爱我
Just like every child that is born they are hopefully they're convinced I am mom dad's favorite
可能就好像我们家中的孩子可能那个孩子如果有幸他就有这种想法说我是爸爸妈妈最爱的那一个
When you see the eyes of Jesus you think that you are Jesus' favorite
所以当我们见到主的时候我们会相信我们是主最爱的那一位
See, he can't help it because that's his nature.
所以就是神无法控制，因为他的本性决定他会这样对我们。
God is truth.
神是真理。
God is unchangeable.
神是不变的神。
He is holy.
他是圣洁的。
He is sovereign.
他也是有主权的。
That's why we can trust him.
所以我们可以信靠他。
Because he's sovereign.
因为他是至高主权
Because he's in charge.
因为他是掌权的那一位
No one can stop him from what he wants to do in your life.
没有人可以拦阻神去做定义在我们生命当中要做的事情
Amen.
Amen.
If God wants to do X, Y, Z in your life, nobody can stop him.
所以如果神定义要在你生命中做这些事情没有任何人可以拦阻他做到
As long as you say Yes Lord
只要我们说是的神我们愿意
Nobody can stop God from saving you Unless you say No Lord
没有人可以拦阻神的拯救你除非你对神说不
So we are the only one That can stop God from doing anything
所以我们是那一个唯一可以拦阻神在我们生命当中做事的那一位。
Therefore, give your future to God.
所以我们把我们的未来交在神手中。
Bring your plans before God.
把你的计划带到神面前。
Bring your desires before God.
把你心中的渴慕也带到他面前。
Lord, this is what I want to do in life.
主啊，这是我想在生命当中所做的事情。
This is the kind of job that I want.
这可能我想做这样的工作。
Bring it up to God.
带到神面前。
Lord, you are wiser than me. If this is not the best option, can you help me?
主啊，你比任何人更有智慧。如果这不是最好的一个选择，求你帮助我。
Why can you have faith in God?
为什么我们可以对神有信心呢？
Because he is good.
因为他是良善的。
Because he is trustworthy.
因为他是值得信赖的。
If you make him his God, your God, if you make him your Lord, he will be faithful.In as a Lord and as a Savior to your life.
所以如果你让他做你生命的主，你生命的王的时候，那么他就会信实的来带你做你的主，做你的王。
So have confidence in God's character, not confidence in your prayer.
所以我们要对我们对神的本性有信心，而不只是对我们自己的那个祷告有信心。
Have confidence that God can hear you, not in your confidence of hearing God.
所以我们是有信心是神，我们祷告神一定会垂听我们的祷告。
Jesus said, even if you don't say anything, God already knows what you want to say.
圣经讲说，在我们还没有开口之前，神都知道我们口中的每一句话。
Amen. There is no other God.
除他以外，别无他神。
If there is another God, then God cannot be sovereign. God cannot be holy.
如果除他以外还有其他的神，那么他就不是那个唯一的分别为圣的神。
The basic holiness of God means there is no other God.
圣洁的意思就是说，除他以外别无他神，他是唯一的。
He is unique.
他是独一的。
Set aside.
他是被分别开来的。
There is nobody else like him.
除他以外没有人与他相比。
No one else has his nature.
没有任何其他的神可以与他的本性相比。
I have human nature. Ruth has human nature.
我有人性，日夫有他的人性。
But God alone has God's nature.
但是只有神独一一位有他的神性。
Amen? And if you make another God, then God cannot do what he wants to do.
如果你让另外一个偶像成为你的神，那么就神做不了他要做的事。
So God is holy.
所以神独唯一是圣洁的神。
God is sovereign.
神也是至高有主权的。
No one can argue with him.
没有人可以与他争辩。
What I like the most is this: God is omnipresent. He can be everywhere at the same time.
而且神是无所不在的，他是可以在同一时间在不同的地方出现。
In other words, He can hear you.
换言之，他一定能听到你。
He is with you.
他是与你同在的。
I remember some 10 years ago, I was so frustrated when I got home after church.I was so frustrated.
我记得十年前，当时我一次非常的就是很迫切。
I don't know what made me angry, but somebody did.
我不记得什么事情让我这么恼怒，很动怒。
And I remember going home and I sat on my chair in my living room.
我记得当时我回到家，坐在我客厅的那个沙发上面。
And I started praying.
然后我开始祷告，祷告。
Then something I said, God, are you there?
然后我开始问神，神啊，你在那里吗？
Can you hear me?
你能听到我的祷告吗？你能听到我吗？
Where are you?
你到底在哪里？
And then the next morning, I had an early phone call from someone who was praying for me.
然后第二天早上很早，那我接到一个电话，然后电话里面是那个在为我代祷的人。
And this intercessor was quite embarrassed and said, Pastor, I am not sure whether this is right.
然后当时跟我讲话那个代祷的那个人就说，他说哦，牧师，我觉得有点尴尬，问这个事情。
Yesterday evening when I was praying for you, I heard these words.
他说昨天晚上我在为你代求的时候，我听到这样一个声音，一个话语。
I am in your living room.
那个话语就说我在你家的客厅里。
Does it make any sense?
他说当时那个代祷人说，我不知道这个话对你来说有没有什么任何意义哦。
Thank you. Yes, it does.
我说谢谢，是的，非常有意义。
In the evening, I would say, Lord, do you know where are you?
因为当时他在祷告的时候，那天头一天晚上，我正在跟质问神，你在哪里
？In the morning, the reply comes, I am in your living room.
然后第二天一清早，我就收到这个回复说，说我在你家的客厅里。
That's God's omnipresence.
这就是神的无所不在的同
在。Where is God?
神在哪里
？He's in us and in our house.
他是在我们心里，也在我们的家里。
He's here with us.
他已经也在教会当中与我们同在。
Omnipresent.
他是无所不在的神。
What we want, though, is God's manifest presence.
但是很多时候我们很期待的是神的荣耀的彰显的同在。
Manifest presence means I can feel Him, I can sense Him, I can touch Him.
彰显的同在代表说我们的感知能感受到、听到、感受到的神的同在。
Amen. Omniscient God is He knows about everything.
神是无所不知的神。
The best thing that I love about God is outside time.
那我最喜欢神的一点是他不受任何时间空间的限制。
That is really cool.
这是很酷的一件事情，我觉得。
God lives the entire eternity at one moment.
他可以在同一点把整个永恒都活在。
In other words,
活在整个永恒当中。
In other words,
换言之
He knew about you long time ago.
换言之，他就是可能很久很久以前都已经认识你了。
He knows everything that's going to happen to you.
他知道未来要在你生命中发生的所有的事情。
But do you know, brothers and sisters, from the day when you made him your savior?
但是从我们接受主做我们救主的那一天开始。
And even before that,
甚至在你得救之前
，He's already plotting things in your life.
他已经在你生命当中种下。不同的计划
There's certain things that happen to us.
在我们生命中发生的一些事情
There's certain things that we do.
我们做的某些事情
Even subjects that we study.
甚至我们学的那些科目
Seems to have no relevance when we were young.
可能在我们年幼的时候我们觉得这些事情好像都没有什么关联
But later on in life, they're absolutely essential.
但是当我们可能过一些年岁以后发觉这些事情是绝对有意义和关联的
Amen. God does not waste your time.
神不会浪费一点时间。
When he planned right from the beginning.
他是从一出最创始之间。
When you were in your mother's womb. When you were in the mother's womb.
当你还在母腹当中的时候。
He already knew today.
他已经知道多年以后的今天。
God is so confident.
神如此有自信。
He says to you, "Don't worry about your tomorrow."
他说你不要为明天担忧。
It's all sorted.
一切安排好了。
Brothers and sisters, I have good news for you.
弟兄姊妹，我有一个好消息给你。
Your God,
你的神
，My God,
我的神
is so confident.
他如此的自信。
They say to you, "Don't worry."
他会对你说，不用担心哦。
It's all sorted.
一切都安顿好了。
It will be okay.
一切会安好。
Amen.
Amen.
Even though at the moment it's not okay.
尽管可能现在目前的环境看上并不是好像好的。
But I've lived long enough now.
但现在可能我活得够久了。
Amen. In my short life, I have seen God do things, and I tell you, 99% of the time, I say, why did I worry for?
所以其实我觉得，在我这个短暂的人生当中，我经历过很多次，很多事情发生以后，我再回头看着说，99%的时间说，为什么我当时要担心这件事情
？Today was my yesterday's worry.
今天其实成为我昨天的一个担忧。
And what a waste of time.
我完全在浪费时间去担忧这些不必要的事情。
Amen. Most of the time when we bought insurance, oh, we better buy travel insurance, we better buy this and that. It's a waste of money, wasn't it?
那时候我们买那个各种各样的
保 It didn't happen.
买各样的意外保险、旅游保险的时候，其实到最后发觉，就是浪费钱，因为没有什么事情发生。
You see, God will never buy insurance.
神绝对不会买保险的。
Amen. Because He knows about tomorrow.
因为他非常知道明天会发生什么事。
You don't have to worry about your tomorrow because it's God's job to worry about your tomorrow.
你不用去为明天担忧，因为是神的工作来看顾你的明天。
Is in Ruth at the moment planning the children's future?
就好像 Ruth 现在为他孩子的未来做打算的时候
，saving up money，
开始做一些积蓄
，because she knows about tomorrow.
因为他知道明天发生的事。
But as a child, yes, my job is to play.
那么对于孩子来说，他们就毫无挂虑嘛，是不是？就觉得啊、哦，我就负责玩，就好开心就好了。
What's the job description of children?
那么对孩子的那个工作
，play，
他们的工作是什么？他们的目的是什么？就是为了玩了。
More play，
更多的玩，玩得很开心，
eat,
好好的玩，吃喝玩乐就好了。
And eat more.
尽量的吃，尽情的去享受。
They don't worry about tomorrow.
他们会为明天担忧吗？绝对不会。
Mom and dad takes care of it.
爸爸妈妈会把一切的照顾好。
See, God can take care of things because He's already living in your tomorrow.
神为什么他可以来看顾好我们的明天？因为他就活在那个时间。
Because He lived in your past.
神在我们的过去。
He planned your future.
他在过去已经为我们计划了我们的未来。
And he bought all the insurance.
他已经把所有需要的保险已经安顿好了。
You wait, you will find certain things that you did, certain things that you bought when you were young becomes relevant now.
所以你会觉得是在年幼的时候你做的事情发生的事情可能到很多年之后这些事情会给你带来一些改变。
We may not see it valuable in the early days, but today it'd be worth priceless.
所以可能在那个时候我们不觉得这个东西有价值但是多年以后会觉得这个事情变得有价值了
Amen So if you're hurting today
所以如果今天你的受伤害
If you got problems today
今天你有遇到困难的时候
Or tomorrow
或者明天
Long time ago he's already started the process of fixing things
但是在很久以前神已经开始那个来解决你问题的这个计划了
Because he's outside time
因为它是在时间以外，不受时间限制的。
We're suffering from mistakes that we made.
我们可能为我们过去所犯的那些错误而懊悔的时候。
But long time ago, He's already planned for your mistakes.
但是神在很久以前已经为这个事情做计划了。
That gives me confidence.
这样的一个思想会让我有这个信心。
In God's guidance.
来信靠神的引领。
Because of His nature.
就是因为神他的本性。
He's willing.
神很愿意
because he's good.
因为他是良善的神
He's willing because he's merciful.
神他愿意帮我们是因为他是怜悯的神
And he's able because he's sovereign.
并且他有能力是他是至高的神
He's able because he lives outside time.
他能够解决那些问题是因为他活在时间以外
He's able because he's all wise.
他也可以是因为他是蛮有智慧的神
Things that you don't understand but he can.
很多我们人无法理解的事情，神是全能的、全知的神。
Amen. Long, long time ago, when I first became a pastor, I prayed and prayed, and I said, God, it's too complicated. Why don't you do things like this? So I gave God a lot of advice how to run a church.
在很多年前，我在做牧师之前，我就觉得哇，为什么事情搞得这么复杂？为什么就不要这样做简单一点呢？我给神很多建议。
And all night I was telling God that how He should do things the way I think it ought to be done.
在那个时候，我花了很多时间跟告诉神这个事情应该做的方法。
And then in the night I had a dream.
然后那天晚上我就做了一个梦。
A man dressed in white.
一个穿着白衣。
Stood in front of a whiteboard.
然后站在那个白板前。
And he started drawing.
然后他开始在那个白板上画写字。
And when he finished, it looked like a spider web.
然后他那个写完之后，往那个画板上看的好像一个蜘蛛网，很复杂。
Then he says to me.
然后对我说。
The point is that says to me, you look. He said, you look.
然后这个人对我说，你来看。
Yes, I'm looking.
我说啊，我看到了。
You see, one event affects the other event, then affects the other event. They're all linked.
他说这个事情会影响另外一件事情，这个事情会又牵连到另外一件事情，他们彼此是相牵连的。
I say yes, they're all linked.
我说哦，是，他们都是有连接的。
That's why it's complicated.
我说就是因为是彼此关联，所以很复杂的。
Even if I try to explain to you, you won't understand.
就算我给你解释听，你都明白不了的。
So you just have to listen and obey.
所以你只需要听。就顺服就好了。
I said yes, Lord.
我说是的，主。
Amen. God is wonderful.
神是很非常奇妙的神。
I'm glad that He's merciful.
我很感恩神，他是有怜悯的神。
Because if God is not merciful, I'll not be here today.
如果神没有怜悯的话，可能我今天都不会站在这里了。
God is patient.
我感谢神是人有忍
，especially hearing,
忍耐的神。
Especially hearing my prayers.
特别是还要听我自己无数次的那种祷告。
He's very patient.
他非常非常有忍耐。
Is God patient with you?
同时对你我都有恨心。
Is God good to you?
他对我们好。
He loves us.
并且他爱我们。
Amen.
Amen.
And that is why we put confidence in His nature.
所以我们对他的本性，我们有信心。
Here are some verses for you to remember. Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 7。
好，这些经文我们来读一读，耶利米书的十七章七节。
But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him.
倚靠耶和华，以耶和华为他所仰赖的，那人有福了。
Hebrew chapter 4 verse 16. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
希伯来书四章十六节说，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到世人的宝座前，为要得怜悯蒙恩惠，做及时的帮助。
So both Jeremiah and Hebrews is inviting us to be confident about God.
刚刚耶利米书和希伯来书都鼓励我们，让我们看到我们对神有信心。
We can come before God with confidence.
我们可以有信心地来到神面前。
Bring your problems to Him.
把你所有的问题带到他面前。
You don't have to labor and say over and over again. You just have to be confident that He heard you.
你不需要重复一次又一次地重复你的话，你只需要有信心来到他面前。
Help me, Lord.
求神来帮助你。
Amen. It's to have confidence.
我们有信心。
And if we can't be confident,
如果我们缺乏这样的信心的时候，
God also fixed that as well.
神也会解决我们这样的问题。
The Holy Spirit is with us.
叫神派圣灵在我们里面。
If we don't have the confidence, He will help us to be confident.
当我们缺乏这样的信心来到神面前，圣灵会帮助我们。
We don't have the faith, He will help us to have the faith.
如果我们缺乏那个信心，他会赐给我们信心。
In Mark chapter 9, it's not there. Do you remember the story of the father with the epileptic boy?
在马太福音有故事，那个父亲带着一个瘸腿的孩子。
While Jesus was up in the transfiguration in the mountain,Right below, in the foot of the mountain, a crowd came together.
当耶稣登山变相的时候，当时他在那个山上变相，然后有一群人围住他。
And in Mark chapter 9, it says Jesus then came down from the mountain.
在马可福音第九章说，当耶稣从山上下来的时候。
And the Bible said there was a great commotion. There was a lot of noise.
他说那个时候有很巨响的声音。
And Jesus learned that.The father had an epileptic boy. He had a demon.
所以这个时候，耶稣看到一个父亲带着一个患瘸腿的人。
And he brought.
哦，有犯癫痫的人。
And he brought the son to the disciples, but the disciples could not cast the demon out.
当时这个父亲呢，把他的孩子带到那个耶稣的门徒那边，为他祷告，不能赶出那个鬼。
And then the father says.To Jesus.
然后那个父亲对耶稣说
If you can.
如果你愿意，如果你能，你若能
Help my son.
请你若能做什么，求你帮助我
们。How did Jesus reply?
耶稣如何回答他们的呢？
You go back home and check every version of the Bible. Yeah?
那我们回去看看，可以自己。
I haven't got it here, but let me just listen to me.See, Jesus didn't say, oh, poor old man. Oh, I know how you feel. Let's sit down, sit down.
耶稣没有对这个父亲说、哦、好可怜的人，那我知道你的感受，你的经历、啊、好可怜，我们坐下来聊。
You see, that's how we view God.
可能很多时候我们会带有这样的那种
If you can, Lord, heal my son. If you can.
他说如果你能，求你帮助我。
Have you got it there?
Yeah. Yeah.
如果你可能What did Jesus say?
然后耶稣对他说什么呢？
You read your version, exclamation mark. If I can, exclamation mark.
然后我们看到说，耶稣他有引用这句话说，你若能，其实是引用的那个话。
Jesus was not happy.
好像耶稣并不是很对他说的这句话，你若能这句话不是很满意。
To hear the words, if I can.
如果我能。
Of course God can.
就当然我是神，我怎么可能不能呢？
Amen. It's a bit like asking a billionaire, if you got money, can you give me some?
就好像你对一个百万富翁说、哦、如果你有钱的话可以给我一点钱，这个意思。
Jesus was not happy.
耶稣当时听到这句话好像不是 很爽快。
All the father did was, if you can, Lord, can you heal my son?
就是那个父亲对主说，你若能做什么，求你能不能帮助我。
Jesus replied, what, if I can?
但是耶稣说，如果我能。
Of course I can.
当然我能呢。
Amen.Now, I hope that changes your prayer.
我希望这个能改变我们祷告的方法。
Lord, if you can you help me?
我们平时说，主啊，如果你能，你能不能帮帮我？
Now, be careful.
我们要小心的哈。
Suddenly, you might hear a voice coming from the roof.
可能你不小心，可能你祷告完之后，你从你的屋顶上听到一个声音对你说，
If I can,
如果我能，
Of course I can.
当然我可以了。
Amen. So,Oh Lord, if you can you help me in this situation? Don't pray that kind of prayer.
我们不要做这样的祷告哈，说啊，神啊，如果你可以的话，你可不可以帮助我？怎么怎么怎么样哈
？You pray say instead, Lord, you know that you love me. Help me, please.
所以换言之，我们这样祷告，主，我知道你爱我，请你来帮助我。
Lord, if you are good to me, of course he's good to you.
然后或者你说，哦，主啊，如果你对我是你恩待我的话，那你可不可以怎么怎么样哈？当然，神会恩待我们，是不是
so, ？Everybody, when you go back, you read that verse, and you realize it was wrong to say to Jesus, "If you can."
所以我们回去再仔细读这个经文的时候，其实我们发觉说，对主说你若能这句话，其实这个措辞都是错的。
God is saying, "Of course I can."
就是换言之，神在耶稣在说，当然我能啊。
You're questioning His character.
你在质问质疑神的本性吗
？You are putting doubt about His goodness.
你在对神的良善有疑惑。
His ability.
他的能力，你去质疑他的能力。
Lord, if you can you give me a job? Of course He can.
神，如果你能的话，你可不可以给我一个工作？当然他可以。
Instead, you say, Lord, please give me a job. Show me how to get hold of it.
换言之说，神啊，求你给我一份工作，并教导我如何能得到这份工作。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you're not questioning His character.
我们不一定不要去质疑神的本性。
You're not questioning His ability.
不要质疑神的能力。
Amen. Lord, I know you can. Hallelujah.
说神啊，
I worship you.
我知道你能。Hallelujah, 主，我敬拜你。
Now that you know this,
现在我们明白这个道理了哈。
You can really.Worship the Lord, I know you can, hallelujah.
所以我们能真全心的去敬拜他，知道他是有能力的。
That's why Jesus loved the women that came to him and just say, heal my daughter. Because they know he can.
因为他很喜欢那些人来的那些妇女带着孩子来他面前来说，求你来医治我的女儿。
That's why
因为他们说这句话就知道神有能力来医治。
He loves the blind man say, Son of David, have mercy upon me because God is merciful.
所以那个瞎眼的人说，他说大卫的儿子怜悯我，因为他知道神是有怜悯的。
That's why he loves the centurion. Say, you don't have to go to my house. You just say the word.
所以他对那个百夫长说，你不需要来到我家，你说出那个话语，我就相信我能得医治了，我的那个仆人得医治。
But then the father of the epileptic son, if you can, you get told off.
所以这个患癫痫的这个父亲说的话，如果你能。让耶稣很不爽哦。
Isn't God good? He's so confident about himself.
我们的神对自己是很有信心的。
He's so confident.
他是有自信的。
Because he knows his ability.
因为他知道他的能力。
He wants us to be confident.
所以他也希望我们也明白他的能力。
If he's confident, we need to be confident.
如果我们的神是有信心的，那我们自己也有。
And so we finally close by this verse. Hebrews 13, verse 6. I said this a number of times.It says here, so we confidently say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me?
好，希伯来书十三章六节这里说，所以我们可以勇敢地说，主是我的帮助，我必不惧怕。人能把我怎么样呢？
Can we all say in Mandarin?
我们一起用中文来说，我们一起来读这个经文。所以我们可以勇敢地说，主是我的帮助，我必不惧怕。人能把我怎么样呢
？And in English, so we can confidently say, The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?
Amen.
Amen. Memorize this. Memorize this every time when you struggle, you say,
我们记住这个经文，每次我们挣扎的时候，我们就告诉自己，
The Lord is my helper.
主是我的帮助。
Don't just put it on your wall.
不只是好像哦，挂在你墙上。
Don't just memorize it.
不光只是简单的记住这个经文。
But focus on the person's on God's character.
而要明白说这句话的这个人的本性。
The Lord is my helper because He wants to help me.
主是我的帮助，因为他想要帮助我。
I will not fear because He loves me.
我不用惧怕，是因为我知道神爱我。
What can man do to me? Because my life is in God's hands.
人可以把我怎么样呢？是因为我的生命在神的手中。
The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can my boss do to me?
主是我的帮助，我并不惧怕。我的老板能把我怎么样呢？
The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can my wife do to me? Let's pray. No, that's not that. Anyway, let's pray.
好，那我们来祷告。
Father,
天父啊
，We thank you, God.
我们感谢你
，that you are so confident about yourself.
感谢主，你对你自己如此有自信。
Lord, we fear no man.
主啊，我们不要惧怕人。
We do not fear our future.
我们也不要为明天恐惧。
Because everything is under your control.
因为一切都在你的掌控之中。
And Lord, you hear my prayers.
主，我知道你听了我的祷告。
You know my needs.
你知道我一切所需。
You know my struggles.
你知道我的挣扎。
Like the psalmist says.
就好像诗篇所说。
The Lord is my shepherd.
耶和华是我的牧者。
I have no need, other needs.
我必不致缺乏。
Lord, when we have you.
主，当我们有你的时候。
We have everything.
我们就拥有了一切。
Father, like the great, Prophet Jeremiah says,
主要就像耶利米书所说的
But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him.
信靠耶和华，以耶和华为仰赖人的人有福了
Father, in the coming days,
主要在未来的日子
And we place our future in your hands.
主把我们的未来交托在你手中
And we say, Lord, we have confidence in you.
我们说主啊，我们对你有信心
Holy Spirit,
圣灵啊
，Give us that confidence.
求你把这样的信心放在我们的里面。
Amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank you.
谢谢你父神。
That you're good to us.
谢谢你恩待我们。
And that you love us.
谢谢你爱我们。
Let's all stand.
让我们站立起来。
And I just want you to continue to meditate upon in your own heart.
我想我们继续在我们心里去思想。
To always remember that you confidently come to God.
让我们。知道我们可以坦然无惧地来到神面前。
He is your helper.
他是你的帮助。
Let's worship him.
让我们来敬拜他。